Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Hey, it's for the motherfucker calling in by the drink, mate. If you weren't such a big pussy motherfucker, you'd say it to his goddamn face. You know, he might be a little scrawny, sound like you're a scared motherfucker because you won't say it to his face, because you're scared he'll rip your fucking ass, you pussy.
I just wanted to give a big shout-out to my stepbrother and my ex-girlfriend who promised me who wouldn't ever go out with him. I wanted to say, fuck y'all both. Rotten hell, y'all both pieces of shit. I'll see y'all fucking there with a bottle of fist and some gin. Peace, bitch.
Matt, man, I'm trying to love you, Bubba. I really am. I'm a southern boy. I'm getting later in life. I don't get new technology, but come on, you don't get Wi-Fi? What's not to get? You have a internet connection, you have a transmitter, you have a receiver. You ask the receiver to receive what the transmitter is putting out. What's not to get? It's the same as fucking radio, you dumbass. Matt, man, we love you, but get fucking real. Dude, if not, you suck ass. Peace out. Love you guys.
This is for you, fat boy. Can't believe you're going to call me a pothead on the radio. Oh, yeah, Matt. This is a man's voice, not a smoker's voice. Just because I smoke weed don't mean I have a smoker's voice. I've had this voice all my life. But back to you, you fat fuck. CBD has THC in it. And if you're not going to use it, be man. Don't use it. But don't be a little boy out there saying you're going to use it, trying to make yourself look big. Okay? And what is this trying to want to live to 500 years old? You already can't finish college. What, you going to stretch it out that damn long to see if you got a chance to do it? No. See, that's why you still in school. You can't finish that shit because you got shit for brains. You didn't choose me as your friend. Well, see, you still ain't friends with the other guy because you're too lazy to be anybody real or do anything real. You don't want to fucking give nobody real time. You just want to talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Nine. Love you, Paige. Y'all have a good morning.
This bitch in my life, now, granted, she's done a lot for me, but shit, she won't stay out of my damn business. I mean, I can't walk in the door and go straight to my room without a, hey, what? Why'd you go in your room and not say hello to me? Because I'm tired. That's why I went to my room, bitch. And you gotta take money from us every other fucking week. I swear. You work all this, you make all this good money because you work at the hospital, but you got to get money from your nephew who's a cook at a restaurant. I mean, yeah, just a cook, and you're allowing him to help you get through. I hope you realize how inconsiderate you've been. All right, I love you, and I thank you for everything you fucking done for me. And since the baby was born. But shit, just let me do me and let us live life. Rise Guys, love y'all. Fuck yeah!
I have to say fuck you to some random fucking lady in the grocery store. I like to say Facebook busting. Just every once in a while at random. When I see someone I think might be a P1, because every once in a while I get in unison. Three or four people, that's a win. That's awesome. But when I do that, no one responds, and this fucking lady looks at me and says, what is wrong with you? Fuck you, bitch. Listen to the radio. It's the Rise Guys. They fucking rock. Anyways, just had to get that off my chest. I want to go to the grocery store, get some shit, have a good time, find some P1s, maybe. And this bitch, god damn it. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Rise Guys, I love y'all. Fat Boy, funny. Matt Man, funny. Nine, funny. Paige, funny. Here's where I got my problem. I got this bitch who wants to take all my goddamn money.
wants to tell me, hey, $250 a week, she says. And then every goddamn week it's something else. Oh, your phone bills due. Oh, that was just your rent. Goddamn, make up your mind. You want me to pay all your goddamn bills too? Then just tell me. Hell, you work all the goddamn time. You should have enough motherfucking money to pay all them bills. Shouldn't be borrowing money from a little old cook. Shit. And for the motherfucker who bitching about the fucking North Carolina roads, hell, if you'd put both hands on the steering wheel, the roads wouldn't be so goddamn bad. Come down here to South Carolina and see how bad the roads are, you dumb fuck. Talking about the people on nerve pills made you lose your hand or whatever. Bullshit. You better find it. Hell, maybe you on nerve pills now. Shit, I would be. God damn. But anyway, guys, Rise Guys, we love you. We listen to you every fucking day. All right.
I'm calling to say what a motherfucking joke it is for a state to say they've adopted a bullying policy in schools when there's no governing entity to regulate who gets any kind of fucking punishment when the child is bullied at a school. Because my daughter has been bullied to the fucking point where she's had to be put on homebound by this fucking little demon on social media. I have pictures of this little motherfucker saying that she's the Antichrist. So how in the fuck do you go to the school district, the school board, the school? I've even contacted the fucking representative of our state for our area, and he said he's already been to that goddamn school one time before about this bullying shit because of three other fucking families went about their kids being bullied. Not a fucking thing was done because they had to report to no one. No one can go to them and regulate anything. Fucking bullshit. Fuck South Carolina education. Love you.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.